from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat B'Shalach, the Oasis. Of all the Jewish travels in the desert, there was one place they came to that was an oasis. Vayavo Elima, they went to a place called Elim. Sham Shtem Esrei Enot Mayim, there were 12 springs. Shivim Tamarim, there were 70 different types of date palms. There were 70 groves of date palms. There were 70 date palms. Vayachanu Sham Alamayim, they encamped there where there was water. It was an oasis. The Ibn Ezra points out that this oasis is very much in contrast to the other places they went. Before this, they were in a place where Marah, the waters were bitter. The water was not drinkable. Then they were in another place, in Bartzim, that there was such a tragedy and such a crisis, they had to bring the man from heaven in order to feed themselves. So this is sandwiched in between, and all of a sudden, magnificent oasis. The Sforno points out that it's the great praise of the Jewish people. What's the praise? I mean, that we thank God. It's amazing. God, even in the desert, He found a beautiful oasis for us to encamp. However, it's also the praise of the Jews. Not for going to Elim, that was natural. But then, they left Elim. To leave the oasis. For a Jew to leave a place where you can make a livelihood, you can make a living, it's nice. That was something very special. To this day, we Jews have trouble leaving our exiles. Some Jews live in Australia, Canada, France, live in the United States. It's hard to go. It's hard to leave. But the Jews did it. They were in an oasis, and then they left. They knew that was not their final place. They're going to the land of Israel. But Rashi picks up on the numbers. He says, 12 springs. Isn't that an interesting coincidence? 12 springs, 12 tribes. 70 palms, or palm groves, or palm, different types of palm trees. 70 reminds us of the 70 elders. Rabbi Dan pointed out, the 70 elders correspond to the 70 Jews. What do you mean the 70 Jews? There's a classic number of Jews. When they went down to Egypt, there were 70 Jews. And it's been pointed out that originally there was sort of like, there was one Jew, there was Abraham, the kind Jew. He's the prototype of the Jew who cares about his brethren, who cares about others, Abrahamic Jew, a Jew of hospitality, of kindness, goodness, of gemilut chasadim, of doing kind acts, saving your brother. That was one person. That soul bifurcated into different pieces and became the souls of the 12 tribes. The 12 tribes are all so different. One likes to live at the sea, one is very swift, one is like a snake, one is like a lion. They're very different. 12 personalities described in the 12 tribes of Israel. But then, that's what they found there. Then there were the 70. They went down to Egypt. It was the 70 Jews. The Jews expressed themselves in 70 different ways. And that's what there have to be 70 elders, 70 judges, Sanhedrin, 70, 71. Because we have to judge for all the Jewish people, all the different ideas that people have. And there are 70 different types of Jews corresponding to the 70 types of Gentiles. That according to the story of Noah, there are 70 nations of the world. Even if today, there are a few extra countries, but they're really part of, subsumed into other nationalities. But eventually, that wasn't enough. The 70 Jews didn't express the full panoply of what it means to be a Jew, what type of Jews there are. Eventually, there were the 600,000. The 600,000 who stood at Sinai. They're getting ready to go towards Sinai. This week's parsha, next week, we'll be at Sinai. At Sinai, there were 600,000 Jews. Actually more, but it's just the men. It's a symbol. It's a number. The 600,000 Jews. The Jews were moving from being the 12 tribes to being the 70, and now they're going to move on from this place. They're not going to stay there. Not going to get stuck in the 70 mode. They're going to go on to the 600,000 mode, where every Jew will have their place. Because when we get to Torah, the Zohar says there's one letter for every Jew. 600,000 letters in the Torah. Now, for much of my life, I thought that there were 600,000 letters in the Torah, but lo and behold, it turns out that actually there are only about 310,000 letters in the Torah. There aren't 600,000 letters. So how then can the Zohar say that there's one letter for each Jew and every Jew has their portion? It doesn't make any sense. So the Chidah is a great Sephardic mystic commentator, halachic authority. He says, look, some words, you read them, let's say as a kuf. It has a kuf. But underneath the kuf is a dot. So it's key bell, key blue. So that the way you pronounce it, that also counts. So there's the word that's read, and then the word is the way it's pronounced, the kri, the ktiv. So every letter is two letters. The Bnei Yeshua says that you have to count the translation. If we had Jews years ago, you read the Torah, and then they read the translation in Aramaic, Torah translation. So since everything is double, so there's 600,000 letters, not 300,000. The Bnei Yeshua has another possibility, that there are, that if you, I'm sorry, those Bnei Yeshua looked at both either the unculus or the idea of the pronunciation. However, the Lavush, one of the commentators, one of the other forms of Shulchan Aruch, around that time of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, I'll tell you what it means. If you take a letter in the Torah, let's take a chet. You say, a chet is one letter, right? So there's only one. Yeah, but how do you make a chet? So there's different ways of doing it, but a lot of people would have, let's say, two zions, and then you connect them at the top. So it's a double zion. So there are two letters. So every letter, many of the letters, are one. Like a yud is one letter. A vav is one letter. But some letters have yuds hiding in them. They have vavs. They have zions. So they have reshes. They have nuns. So therefore, if you count all that, it turns out to be 600,000 at least, if not more. What does that mean? That as the Jews came to this place, God says, look, I'm making a world for you. I'm making a world. There are 12 wells over here, springs. It's for you. There are 12 tribes. This is here, was waiting from the beginning of time, was waiting for you to show up and drink it. There are also 70 types of Jews. There are 70 groves of dates here. Go enjoy it. It's made for you. But then I'm going to give you another treat, a better oasis. Mount Sinai was also an oasis. Mount Sinai was a place where Moshe had to tell them, don't graze on the mountain. And Moshe, of course, was grazing there with his sheep when he first was encountered the burning bush. And there was a burning bush. There are bushes in the desert. So that's also in it. At that oasis, there'll be 600,000 Jews. And there, I'll give you a Torah that has something delicious, something delectable, something that can quench your thirst. For every Jew, one letter. However you interpret that. And that's the ultimate thing, that the number of Jews in the world corresponds to the type of Torah that's there. Rabbi Moshe Taragin the other week spoke in our videos. He was saying that when the sea split in our parsha, it didn't split because there was a miracle and it split. No, it split because the sea was, the nature became part of the story of the Jews. The Jews were heading toward Israel, so naturally the Jews have to go from here to there. The sea splits. It just goes with it. If there are 12 tribes, there are 12 wells. They're waiting for the Jews. If there are 70 typologies of Jew, there's 70 date palms for each one. And if there are really, every Jew has their own idea. 600,000 means every Jew. If every Jew has their own idea, every Jew comes up with their own idea, they say, you know how you really get close to God? It's like this. You know what Abraham really means is that. You know what Rivka is really all about? It's this. You know what that verse really means? You know what the Shema means? You know what Pesach means? And every Jew has their own idea. Millions and millions of pages have been written about Jewish ideas of what the Torah is all about. Because every Jew has a contribution to make to the Torah. It's not just a coincidence. The Torah is right there, waiting for us, with your verse, waiting for you, the Jew. There's a verse for you out there in the Torah. In the Torah, there's a relationship between the Torah that was written that's always been there. The rabbis say it was before the Torah was written. It was a primordial Torah from before the world started. But it was there waiting for us, each one of us, to come and find our letter, our piece of that letter, and make our interpretation and find our connection to that letter. And the Jews went through the desert. They found something that was waiting for them, the 12 wells, 12 springs, 70 day palms. Next week, when we get to Mount Sinai, the Jews will discover there's a Torah waiting there that has something for every Jew, a real oasis, a place where you can really find everything you need. Each person will find what's just right for them in the Torah. Thank you for joining us here for the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation, discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.